Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, Baruchas Daf Nun Tes, in the Sefer Einaya, Be'ot Kuf Lamed Zayin. Lamadnu, that the idea of an earthquake is that it's supposed to shake up the world, to bring to a tikkun musari, to bring to an ethical cleansing of the world, and ultimately the tikkun hashalem. So that's a tamsis of the half hour or so shiur we had previously, and now we're going to continue, same shtickle. Explaining the Gemara. Now, Moreno Rabbeinu Moran Rav Zatzal plugs it into the Gemara. So, we have this Rav of Katina. Rav Katina means small. He makes himself small. And the here's this earthquake. And he says, Mi yada. Abatumi Tamiya Hai Goa Mao. You know what this Goa is all about? Sivtoru Khinita Musrita Piatsate Yashem Yona Mai. What's the godly reason for this? Eze Matarat Chayev Ma Pecha Nora. What purpose could justify an absolute horrific destruction? Horrific revolution. Destruction. Hamabedetu Murida Vetimayon Chelik Chomri Bruchanim Erchush HaNeshiut Bechlava HaKlalit. That destroys and brings to Timayon. It brings all the way down to loss. This the physical and spiritual assets of the world of mankind. As what justifies such a thing? We have now in Turkey, right? Over 11,000 people already found dead. So much destruction. So many millions of people affected. What justifies such a thing? So you know why? Because the society is sick. Because society has faults. Because society is flawed. In order to fix the flaws of society, God has to shake up the world. And this is expressed by, as the sorcerer said, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Zocher, he used to use sorcery with bones, do magic with dead bones, bones of dead people. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Zocher, Benav Shishruim B'Tzar, Rebein Amot Olam. Because Baruch Hu remembers his children are B'Tzar, Rebein Amot Olam. That shows how flawed the world is, because Am Yisrael is so awesome. We do so much for the world. So Mehechi Tesi, that we should be suffering so much, that we should be so despised amongst the nations. So that shows that there's a serious flaw in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to change that. HaChisaron HaKlali HaZeh Mechayev LaHanchot Tikunoh B'chol HaEmtzayim SheBa'olam VeGorer Ima Gam Ken HaKhreach Shel Ma'apechot Noa Tanua Eretz KeShikor VeYabon Yevkod HaShem HaTzva Amarom B'Marom V'Amachi Adama Adama. Psukim in Yeshaya, 24th chapter, the world's going to shake like a drunk. God's going to remember on that day. He's going to remember the heavenly host in heaven. Kings of the earth and the earth, המהפכות וירדות החמירות והרוחניות, הנה כשהן לעצמן, נגד השאיפה הלוקית שחפץ בטובתן של בריאות ורושכן הגופני והחומרי, היא לא תחפוץ בהשחטת העולם. So, these מהפכות, these revolutions, are against, by themselves, when standing by themselves, are against what God wants. Because God is חפץ בטובתן של בריאות, God wants good for people. ואושרן, he wants them to be happy. הגופני והחומרי, he wants them to be physically happy. And also spiritually happy, obviously. Because it says in the Pasuk, we say in the Ila, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to destroy the world. So therefore there are two demos. What are these two demos? So these demos don't make any roshim. And anybody who sees them, they fall into the Yama Gadol. The Yama Gadol is this massive Yam. So people don't recognize that. Only God does. Only God, who knows how many drops there are in the sea, can tell you right now how many drops there are in the Atlantic Ocean. So he also knows what the meaning of these two drops are, of tears that he cries, that there's something wrong with the world and he has to fix it. And this impacts the entire world. This earthquake's an impact the entire world. Like it says, two drops fall in the sea and it's heard misofa lamatzofa. Ki anoshiyut kulay mechuberet blulot, because mankind, we're all interconnected, we're all intertwined. Spiritually, and today materially as well, very much so. הפעולות החלקיות עושות רושם חודר בכולן. And these actions, partial actions, make an impact on everybody. בסופו לעשות תפקידם, and then they're going to do what they're supposed to do. הנחה אומנם היא, שלפעמים מהפכה בעולם שנראית לחורבן עולם לשם, מביאה תיקון ותובה נצחית על ידי המון סיבות. There are many, many, many reasons. There are many, many, many סיבות. There are many, many causes that ultimately this... together which this korban is going to bring the going a great tikkun, and it's true, yani khashal amat, it's true that these korbanos bring tikkunim, and all the earthquakes we've had in mankind's history ultimately are part of the process to bring to the ultimate tikkun. So this ubatamia, this sorcerer, this witch, this male witch was right. So what was his taina? What was Rav Katina's taina that he said to him, you're false? The answer is because of the shtamesh baruim rak gedolei chachmei v'yishrei lev. To use this practically is only great wise people with a straight heart. Vel shtekenes balei resha tiyeh lekli mashchit. But if it's used, this idea of bringing destruction for tikkun, like waging war in order to have peace, that's a very dangerous thing. Sometimes, of course, it must be done. But to destroy, to bring about a better state, it's not when Rishayim are doing it, that's not what it does. When this idea is in the hands of Rishayim, they destroy in order to destroy. They want to destroy every good physically, materially, spiritually. They are going to destroy materially and spiritually these evil people. They destroy the world, like somebody says in the Paskin from the Mishnah, you destroy the world. Because in principle, you're right. The Mishnah is correct. But if you don't understand where the Mishnah is coming from, you destroy the world. So to these people, they don't know, they can't get to the root of this idea. In other words, the idea is correct. That God destroys to build. And they're going to use that. They're going to destroy. But they're not going to build. This evil man, he takes this idea to strengthen himself in his sin, in the cords of his sin. He hasn't purified himself to make righteousness his belt. When he darshans, when he expounds how wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful these revolutions are. He is false, and his words are false. Why? Because he's going to misuse this. In other words, the idea and principle is true, but he's going to take it to the wrong place because he's going to destroy and he's not going to rebuild. We don't know how this physical destruction brings about this spiritual revolution. And not only that, when the good comes through the Ma'apecha, so the Ma'apecha, this destruction has to finish destroying, but only in order to build, and not in order to make things worse. You need a lot of revolutions, a lot of things to change, a lot of shaking up in order to build something new. And this person can't do. So a person can't do it. A person can't bring the spiritual benefit from the physical destruction. A person can't, doesn't know how to do this. And it takes many different ways. And there are many different things that have to happen on the way. And a person just can't, isn't on that madriga. Only God is. And therefore it's dangerous when this is in the hands of this ubatamya. And he takes this idea. That's why Rav Katina shot him down. Alkein lo le'enosh anush l'shtamesh b'klazer l'kli ha'maaseh. So this inferior man can't use this klal for klei maaseh, for actions. So he's right. The dechia that Rav Katina was doichim, he's right. This destruction cannot be used by man in order to make the world a better place morally. But as far as God is concerned, that's true. That encompasses all the generations. And it's true. Gua gua. What's gua gua? It's one shaking up and another shaking up. Revolution after revolution. Even though there's a break in the action. As it says in the verse in Jeremiah 23:20. God's not going to, his wrath is going to be turned away until he does everything he has to do, and then at the end of the day, we're going to understand. And the reason Katina wasn't motivated to this with the time, even though he was right in principles. He didn't want people to follow. Before, what does it mean people to follow him? Before. This makes mankind sick, these ideas. Because we're not in that Madriga. When we follow in the path of Hashem, Mahu Afata, we don't say much. Just like Hashem takes people's lives, you should take people's lives. Just like Hashem causes disease, you should cause disease. No. We only take the positive. We don't take the din, only the chesed. Hashem is Malbush Arumi, you should Malbush Arumi. Hashem is book. Hashem is Rofei Cholim, you should be Rofei Cholim. Everything good God does, you should do. Hashem is Chanan, Hashem is Rachum. You should be Chanan and Rachum. Only the Chesed, Rachum, not the negative. People are going to misuse it. Only God knows how to use it properly. Many people have walked into this minefield and been destroyed by these terrible, dangerous ways. So this guy's a Baal Ov, and he's with death. You want to bring goodness to the world, you have to be Oseg with life. This Uber time he was Oseg with death. And therefore, whatever he looks at, he's looking at destruction, death, tumah. Only God knows how destruction brings about a tikkun. Only God knows why little children get cancer. We do everything we can to see a child with cancer to heal the child. Why Hashem does it, that we don't know. Sometimes non-believers say, oh, there can't be a God. This is what God does, and that God can't exist. That's making an assumption. The assumption is that I have to understand everything. I have to understand. And if I don't understand, then it just isn't. But ma'aminim understand that we don't understand everything. And the whole world knows we don't understand everything. No, nobody says that they understand all of physics and all of biology and all of chemistry. But God, they have to understand. Oh, they don't understand God, they don't believe in him anymore. But Harry, you will admit that you don't even understand in the physical world. You don't understand what's going on. A lot of it. You don't know the brain works. Nobody knows how the brain works. LMI. It's an emotional response. People are upset at Hashem, so they go off. But there's really no intellectual basis. Man has to go in the land of the living. And you have to be dovek, you have to cling to the laws of life that man should do and live by them. This Uba Tami is a big guy, he's got big ideas. He's got big ideas. He wants to change the world. He's a philosopher. He writes articles. And he's most dangerous. He's going to make these revolutions in story. You know, you can have these big communists, right? So, oh, I wish we're going to fix the world. There were so many B'nai Torah who went after them. Even B'nai Torah, B'nai Yeshiva. The communists are going to fix the world. And look what they did. Killed millions upon millions, starved. Ah, such destruction. So people sometimes with the big ideas, they're the most dangerous. This Uba Tami was dangerous. He's Oisek with Mason. He's Oisek with death. That's what he's going to do. So when he causes the Harris of Mapicha, it's not going to bring to life. It's going to make things worse. They say, oh, this is the way I'm going to be. But Hashem, man doesn't understand the way God works. She is so distinct of my mimer here of the Rav. I don't know. I think, what can I tell you? I'm biased. I think everything the Rav writes is so distinct. This guy is by nature. In other words, not only are his words false, but he's false. He's false, so therefore he's going to take it to the wrong place. And therefore you have to take the amet masit. Again, this is the Rav's emphasis. I hear somebody give a shir on this shtickle, he missed the whole point. He didn't understand that the machlekes between Rav Katina and this Uba Tami was not in principle. Principle, he was right. And Fatin agreed with him. But the problem is that often Maasi is wrong. Because he's gonna misuse it. He's gonna take Hashem's ways and use it for himself. Why did he even ask him? Because this guy was a thinker. This guy had big ideas. He was a philosopher. And he wanted to fix the world. So he understands that this is here to fix the world. The problem is, when he talks about destruction, fixing the world, he's going to take it to the wrong place. Because he's evil and he's all sick with death. Therefore, Katina had to push him away. But in principle, he was correct. That's why Hashem does it. You just can't compare the Hanaga Elokit to Hanaga Anoshit. You can't compare the way Hashem works the way we work. Our job is just to do chesed, chesed neto. That's our job. Our job is just to bring good to the world. Our job is to feed the hungry, heal the sick, put a smile on people's faces. Kadosh Baruch Hu does that also, every second of every day. Does chesed for 8 billion creatures, 8 billion human beings. He does unlimited amounts of chesed that we don't appreciate, that we're breathing, that we can see, that we can hear, that we can walk, that we can talk, that our pancreas is working, that our kidneys are working, that our blood is flowing, that our endless amounts of things, endless, every second in our body, the millions and billions of miracles that we take for granted, and oxygen in the air, and the food that we eat, digestion, everything we have, in our bodies, out of our bodies. Chesed, 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 chesed. There's sound waves. You can hear me now. Music. Simcha, a joke, laugh, humor, love, connection, relationship. So many different things Hashem gives us. But Hashem also makes things difficult for us. But that's not our job. Our job isn't to, unless in certain circumstances, if you're very good, if you're filled with tov, so sometimes, you know, you could be a mefaked in the army, so you make the guys run a little bit more so they get in better shape. They're more prepared for the battle. But in general, our job is to do good. And then we let the din, leave that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's the shtickle. Of course, there's so much more to say. Rav Kahana had another vort. Rav Kahana had another vort, so we're going to hopefully get to that. Hopefully we'll see more in the flawless Mitaris Hashem. Meantime, this was gevaldik. Hadvorim hayu zakim ubirim kekochavim mazhirim umeirim kesapirim. Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai, yididai, moray, rabotai.